Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this beautiful Sunday. I live in southern Maine, and we're not accustomed to 7 days in a row of 90-plus degrees and 70-plus humidity today. It's right now in the low 70s. We've got a little breeze. Oh, I can relax finally and maybe even do a little weeding in the garden. Joining us today is Art Cockett from the Bonide Lawn and Garden Company. And with so much water and with so much humidity, things are beginning to go in the wrong direction. So we've asked him to join us this morning to give you ideas on how to stop some of the problems that we may be having in your garden. But before we get to that, Art, I've had two callers this morning, and they wanted to know if there's a product that is available for the homeowner to make the hydrangeas pinker or bluer in color. And I know that Bonide Lawn and Garden does. Could you tell our listeners about Color Me Pink and Color Me Blue?
Sure, Paul. Thank you. Good morning, sir. Those two products, they're real easy to use, Color Me Pink and Color Me Blue. It's real easy to tell what they do. Nothing, no real trick to it. Hopefully you can find them at a garden center near you. But it's, you know, most seems like most people like to turn them blue, but we have the pink product as well. It's just a matter of applying the granular product to the soil around the base of the plant, just like you would a fertilizer, and working it into the soil a little bit and watering it in. And basically what those products do is change the pH of the soil, which changes the nutrient availability in the soil, and that leads to the color change in the hydrangeas. So, you know, when you're driving through the neighborhood and you see that really, really beautiful blue color, there's a pretty good chance that the homeowner there has applied a blue product in order to make that flower much more vivid. And then, of course, as well, we have the pink product, too. So sometimes you might want pink to match with the rest of your gardening. I kind of use a pink and purple scheme in my garden. Although, you know, I love the blue, so I have my hydrangea is a really nice blue. So it's called Color Me Blue and Color Me Pink.
Wonderful. Great, because we had two calls this morning, and they said that their hydrangeas were not as deep and vibrant in color. And I was telling them about the product and wanted you to go into a little bit more detail. Now, it's summer. We're spending time outside. The mosquitoes are population because of all the rain has gone crazy. What can we do to get rid of the mosquitoes so that we can enjoy the outside?
Well, I have that battle as well, Paul, and I keep them under control at my house with a combination of different efforts that I use. Bonide has some different products, natural products that work real fine, repellents. What I do is I start out the year with our mosquito beater hose end. And what it is an insect killer that takes care of the mosquitoes. It does the black flies and the gnats and everything. And it's a hose end product, and I take and spray it around the perimeter. perimeter of my lawn, I spray into the shrubs and the bushes and in front of my house where I have the plantings, and I spray in my flower garden, where, you know, especially if I'm going to be out there working. I don't want to have those mosquitoes out there. But along the edge of the woods around the back of my house, that's where the mosquitoes seem to be coming from, and that's the product I use, is the mosquito beater hose end. Then sometimes right before I have a party, I use our granular mosquito beater, which is just in a shaker can. And I just walk around the outside, the perimeter of my deck, and then shake it right into the grass. And it makes like a barrier. You know, the packaging holds enough to do 4,000 square feet, but, you know, I get several applications out of it. I don't use the whole thing up at once. I don't do my whole lawn. I don't really seem to need to if I just do a nice perimeter. We have a similar product in a hose end as well. It's also a repellent, if that's easier for you to use. You know, the mosquito beater granules is great to take camping with you because, you know, you don't have to mix anything. You don't have to spray anything. Picnics and, you know, going to the baseball, you know, watching a little softball or something, you can bring a little mosquito beater along with you. Everybody else there will appreciate it as well. Then the other thing, of course, if you have standing water, or stock tanks, or any reason that there's standing water, we have a all-natural, it's BT, for those listeners that know what that is, and it's an all-natural mosquito larva killer. And ours comes in a little small package. It's a water-soluble pouch. It actually looks like it's a plastic-coated pouch, but it really it's a biodegradable. You drop it in the water, and it biodegrades, and then it leaves the BT there to take care of all the mosquitoes. You can put it in, you know, it's a small application, so you can put it in a small an area as a bird bath. And so, you know, if you have an idea where those mosquitoes are coming from and you have standing water around your house, then, you know, nothing better than taking care of the larva. So a combination of efforts. There's also the mosquito beater yard fogger. That one is an aerosol can, so, you know, the afternoon before the party that night, you might spray the shrubs around your deck or patio and keep those mosquitoes away. Seems to be a bad, been a bad year for them, Paul. I've seen lots of them this year. A lot of people have been asking me about them.
Exactly. With 10 inches of rain during June, they're everywhere. Now, people are getting back in the garden. The tomatoes are beginning to grow. Do you have something organic that you can use on your tomato plants to keep, like, tomato hornworms and other problems off of your tomato plants?
We do. We have actually a few choices, but I think one of the best choices, of course, is our Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew. That one is perfect for tomato hornworms and also takes care of, you know, the beetles of any sort, whether they're Japanese beetles or potato beetles on your potatoes or you know, whether it's on your weeping cherry or what have you, it's great for all the beetles and also does cabbage loopers and leaf miners, tent caterpillars, you know, several things it'll take care of. I have a friend of mine who uses it for coddling moth on his apple trees. He uses the concentrate. It comes in a concentrate, a hose end, and a dust as well, and a ready-to-use, of course. Real easy to use. It's really, you know, if there's anything chewing on your plants, on your vegetables or ornamental plants, it's going to take care of it because you coat the leaf and then it ingests the product. And, you know, it too, it's actually similar to the BT that I was just talking about before. It's a bacteria, so it's, you know, totally safe for us and the environment, but it's a stomach poison for the insect. So when the insect eats the leaf, it ingests the poison, and then that's how it kills it. Red leaf lily beetles, it'll work on that too. It takes a couple days to work, you know, because they have to eat enough to do them in. But again, it's totally safe for us, even though it's very deadly for those pests.
Now, we've had a lot of 90-degree temperatures, and I know Bonide has a lot of different products. What do you recommend is the best time if they're going to be spraying the flower garden or the vegetable garden so they don't hurt the plants?
Now, there is a good question. And the simple answer is wait until the evening when it's cool. 85 degrees is my cutoff temperature. You know, with all these products, there's a chance, and people need to realize that, that they could do some damage to the, whether it's a lawn or a vegetable or a tree or anything really. 85 degrees is about as warm as you want to go. And so if you do it in the evening, it's generally cooler. And although this past week, I don't know, it was awful hot. But the other thing about doing it in the evening is it's not so breezy usually. So if you catch it at the right time when the wind is, you know, shifting and before it does. So, you know, early evening is the best time to do that. Now, of course, we have some dust products as well that, you know, aren't so temperature sensitive. So when it gets real hot out, you can use the Captain Jack dust, or you could use our organic garden dust. That one has an insecticide and a fungicide both in it. Our 8 dust, that one takes care of a long list of different insect pests. And when you use the dust, be sure you spray on the bottom of the leaf as well as the top of the leaf. And our applicator makes it real easy to do that. So those products you can do with, you know, even when it's hot out. When it gets hot, I kind of think about the dust. But
okay,
if you're going to spray, do it in the evening, and 85 degrees is a good temperature to say, no higher than that.
Wonderful. That's a great tip. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about roses. And if we have some time, crabgrass. Oh, it is growing like crazy. And I know that now is the time to get rid of it. And we'll talk about that too.
Hemlock trees are being threatened by a pest called the hemlock woolly adelgid. It sucks sap from the tree, causing it to lose vigor and prematurely drop needles, which can eventually kill the tree. Signs of damage include the presence of what appear to be the tips of cotton swabs on twigs and at the base of needles. You can protect hemlocks and keep them healthy by treating them with products that prevent new infestations. This message is brought to you by Bayer Advanced, the authority on pests and pest control.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow, and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide to control insects and diseases in all of your gardens. That's Organocide from Organic Labs.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this Sunday, a beautiful day here in southern Maine, and I hope that the front that came out of Canada pushes this way all the way down to Florida so that everybody can cool off a little bit. We're talking with Art Cockett from the Bone-Eyed Lawn and Garden Company, and the thing that a lot of us are noticing, our roses right now are growing like crazy. They love to be fed. They love to be watered. But what should we do to keep them from being destroyed by beetles and other types of insects, Art?
Well, Paul, we have several different products available for taking care of problems on the rose bushes. You know, I mentioned the Captain Jack's earlier. That will do the beetles. And, of course, the neem oil is one of my favorites because it does both insects and diseases. You know, the powdery mildews and the rust and so on that bother the rose bushes are a big problem when we get this heat and humidity. So, I really like the neem oil product. We have also our systemic drench product, which is, you know, so easy to use. It's a systemic insecticide and fungicide both in the same packaging, and the way to use it is just to mix it with water and pour it right on the root zone as though you were watering the plant. So it has a six-week effect of keeping insects and diseases away, so you don't have to do that so often. It's real easy to use, no spraying. It's, you know, uses in a watering can and just pour it right on the base of the plant. Previously I mentioned the garden dust for when it gets hot out. We have that one's an insecticide and fungicide as well. So, the rose bushes are just so prone to so many things, the insects and diseases both. It kind of pays to take care of, you know, kill two birds with one stone, if you will. So we have several options, kind of depending on what type of product you like to use. You know, to me, the drench is just real easy. And of course, it can be used when it's hot out. The dust is, nothing to that either, and no problem with the heat. The Captain Jack is a real safe product for a lot of things, including the beetles and such that bother the roses. So neem oil smothers that powdery mildew and takes on the rust. And so, you know, there's just a lot of options depending on how people like to apply products. And, you know, plus these products are all multiple uses. You know, you can use your neem oil on your bee balm or on your vegetables or on, you know, other things as well. So it kind of depends on what other problems you might need to solve as to which product might be your best option.
Exactly, and those are all organic, so that will really help those of you that want to stay organic or at least cut back on some of the chemicals. Now, crabgrass. We've had a lot of rain, and I know some of the crabgrass products that were put down because we got 10 inches were not as effective as they normally were due to getting five times the normal amount of rainfall, and the crabgrass is growing like crazy. What should we do to kill that crabgrass before it gets ready to make seeds and gives us even more for next year?
Yeah, Paul, you're right. With the way these weather conditions are, I'm kind of thinking it's going to be one of the worst crabgrass years we've had in a while with that large amount of rain and then the heat to follow, and that's what crabgrass loves. You know, crabgrass likes the conditions that the grass doesn't like, and it'll outcompete the grass when the situation is 95 degrees, so it was this past week. So we have liquid products. Our crabgrass is actually a combination of a crabgrass and broadleaf weed killer. It'll kill the leafy weeds, too. Comes in a ready-to-use or a hose end, and the important thing is to get going on it right away because, you know, the more mature the crabgrass is, the harder it is to kill, and then at that point it might take a couple of applications. And you hit the nail right on the head because if you let that crabgrass grow to maturity, then it's going to flower and make seeds, and, you know, there's just thousands and thousands of crabgrass seeds that come from one plant, and you don't need that added to the mix for next year. So keeping the seeds down now will, you know, keep you from getting so much crabgrass in the future. So the Weeder Plus, crabgrass and broadleaf weed killer, it's a topical application. You spray right on the weed, but it won't hurt the grass that's around it. So get busy on that. Again, not when it's over 85 degrees, though.
Exactly. So wait till things cool off. I think that's probably the best tip you've given our listeners today is do not apply any insecticides, fungicides, miticides, and even weed killers if your temperatures are above 85 degrees. And if you want more information, check out the website. Art, what is the website for people to go to get more information?
www.bonai.com. Loads of information. You can help diagnose your problems and determine what products you might need. www.bonai.com.
Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonai Products. Bonai Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew is the answer for all your gardening insect problems. Captain Jack works two ways, on contact and through feeding, and it will ensure your insect problems are over. That's Captain Jack to control all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, and shrubs. Captain Jack, all-organic insect control. It's easy to use. That's Bonai Captain Jack.
Paul Parrott here. I said suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a control-release fertilizer that will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year. Available at your local garden center, or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. And if you live on beautiful Cape Cod, I want you to circle Thursday, the 25th, which is next Thursday. And there's a nursery called Scenic Roots. And what a wonderful, wonderful nursery. And they are having a special event. And part of the event is a garden writer. Her name is Amy Stewart. And she is going to be at Scenic Roots to promote her new book, which I think you will love, because the new book is about plants that are in your garden, in your yard, and how you can use a lot of these plants in cocktails to enjoy the summer month. So that would be a fun day. So give them a call. That's Scenic Roots Nursery. And they are on beautiful Cape Cod. And make a reservation so that you can enjoy time with Amy Stewart and learn how to use what you have in your garden for some summer cocktails. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Larry from Wolfsboro with a question about bell peppers.
How can we help you with your bell peppers? What's happening to them?
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for the best show on gardening show on the radio.
Thank you.
I got these bell peppers that are the healthiest plants you've ever seen in your life. But they get the peppers on them, they get to be about a quarter of an inch to 3/8 of an inch in size, and then they just drop off the plant. Help.
Now, what has this happened in the last couple of weeks?
It's been going on all season.
Okay. Part of the problem with peppers, tomatoes, eggplant, and some of the squashes is temperature. And when your temperature gets in excess of 90 degrees, the plant will actually abort young fruit or the flowers on the plant. And I know in looking at some of my tomatoes, you get a flower cluster, will have 5, 6, 7 little yellow flowers on it. And I'll look at some that were in bloom a week ago, and instead of having 5 tomatoes on it, there's 2. Then I'll look above it where there's another cluster of flowers, and there's not one tomato that came out of that entire cluster. Looking at my peppers, if I compare my pepper crop to last year's pepper crop, I've got half the amount of peppers on the plant. Now, one thing that you can do that will help it, because it's only the middle of July, and you can have peppers that are going to be pollinated now and will mature in early September so that you can use them for making spaghetti sauce. And I'll tell you, peppers freeze beautiful. And at the end of the year, if I can't eat what's left in the peppers and whatever I don't use for sauce, I pick the peppers, I cut them in half, I clean them, wash them, put them in a Ziploc bag, or I'll cut them in little cube size, and I'll put them in my freezer, and they keep very, very well. So, one thing that you can do, go to your nursery and tell them what you want is some sulfur, garden sulfur. And you can sprinkle a little bit of garden sulfur, which is a fungicide, around the base of the plant and scratch it in. Now, if you can't find garden sulfur, get some wooden matches. And on the very end of the wooden match is sulfur. And when you rub the match, that's what makes it make a flame. And I have been doing this for probably 20 years now. When I plant my green peppers, I put 2 to 3 wooden matches about 3 inches away from the main stem. I push the top of the match where you would light it into the ground. The garden sulfur is released into the ground, and it helps the green peppers to grow a lot better. So try that. But one of the problems, again, when you get 7 days in a row of 90-plus temperatures, and then the month of June, we've had 6 or 7 days, and that has been part of the problem with some of our vegetables not being as productive as they have in past years. It's just too hot. The bees aren't working. The plant aborts. And then you get less production. It's nothing you've done wrong. It's just a weather-related problem.
Yeah. All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you. And you have a great day now. Enjoy it while you can. We have open lines. The number here is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Now, the other thing that you may be thinking, if you're seeing Japanese beetles on your property, the month of July and the month of August is when they are most active and when they're laying eggs in your lawn. Now, if it's in the shade, you don't have to treat the soil because Japanese beetles will not lay eggs in the shade, only in the sun. So treat the lawn with a grub control product now. Get it on your lawn, and you want a season-long product, something that will last the entire season from now until the ground freezes. Water it in. It will get into the depth of the soil where the eggs are laid. When the egg hatches, a grub will emerge, and then the product will take care of it. But you've got to do it now. And if you want to stay organic, then you can use the nematodes. And the nematodes, you put them in your bottle sprayer that you attach to the hose, spray your lawn with the nematodes, and then irrigate to wash the nematodes in the ground, and they will eat all the grubs in your ground. Okay? So you've got a chemical way, and now you have an organic way with Grub Buster. And the name of the company is Environmental Factor, and your local nursery and garden center can order it for you. Okay? Tom, who's up next? Dave, how can we help you with your fruit trees? What's happening?
How you doing, Paul?
Great, thank you.
Good. Well, we've got some young fruit trees, apple, peach, and nectarine, and we are trying to be organic. We're noticing there's a little bit of fruit on the trees. They all have, bugs, and we use diatomaceous earth. But apparently we're not doing it enough. There's holes in the leaves, and we're also concerned about, we've got a row of grapevines and some blueberry bushes. We're not sure about the best way to take care of them.
Okay, the best way is, if you want to stay organic, is you're going to do a two-step program. In the fall, after all the leaves have come off your tree, so that's going to be in late September, early October, and then again in March or early April, depending on when spring arrives to where you live. I mean, every year is going to be different.
Right.
I want you to spray your fruit trees, blueberries, raspberries, grapes, with a combination of all-season oil. And all-season oil will smother any of the eggs that have been left on that plant during this year. I do it once. All-season oil. It's made by Bonide, and all the garden centers carry it. And the other one is a fungicide, and you can either use copper or sulfur. And both of those are organic, and you can mix the copper or the sulfur with the all-season oil. But do it in the fall, and then again in the spring, and that will kill all of the eggs that are on your fruit trees. Now, during the year, if you want good apples and peaches and plums and cherries and grapes, and you want to stay organic, there's a company called Organocide. They're based in Florida, and they did most of their work on citrus, but they have done a lot of work in the Northeast, and they've been testing it on apples and peaches and all of the fruits and berries that you've been talking about, and it works. And their product is called Organocide, and you can get it from a nursery, a feed and grain store, and it will take care of insects, and diseases that you would spray on the tree once in May, once in June, once in July, once in August. It's all organic. It's all natural. And that way you wouldn't have to worry about using chemicals. So if you stuck with organicide fruit tree spray during the growing season and all season oil and then either copper or sulfur fungicide in the fall and spring, you would have nice, clean fruit trees. Now, let me give you a tip that I learned in college many years ago, and my teacher, who had us do this, ended up getting his doctorate because of it. Every year the season starts earlier, or it could be later, depending on the weather. So his theory was, why follow a book that says, start to spray your fruit tree April 1st. Some years, if we have an early spring, the apple maggot, for example, will be out in March. But it may not be out until some years in May because it's cold. So his theory was, take a plastic red apple, a nice big one, the size of your fist, with a stem on it, tie a piece of string about a foot high, and if you've got a big apple tree, a big mature one, tie a red apple on both sides of your tree, rub some Vaseline on it, check the tree. When the insects come, they will stick to the red apple. When you start to see insects stuck on the red apple, that's when you would begin your organicide spray.
Aphids and whiteflies bugging you? Use Monterey Lawn and Garden's new Aphid and Whitefly Spray. Great protection for your ornamentals in the garden, on the patio, or kitchen window. It comes in an aerosol can, so you use less material than a trigger sprayer. Monterey Aphid and Whitefly Spray works fast with rapid results. It kills beetles, leaf miners, and caterpillars, and controls over 40 insects listed on the label. Look for Monterey Aphid and Whitefly Spray at your local garden supply store. Another fine product from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Dr. Steve Biofoss is an excellent product for increasing blooms, fruit, and vegetable yield organically. Biofoss is a product that naturally releases soil-bound phosphorus so your plants can use those nutrients for energy. Biofoss is a biological product using all safe natural microbes. Just add this product to your transplants in the garden and you'll see plants grow and thrive. Add this to an old established bed to revive them. Go to drcsgarden.com. Dynamite Complete Plant Food is a fertilizer product I've been familiar with for years. The results you can get from Dynamite is amazing. Apply Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, and ornamentals. The science of controlled release nutrients means more flowers, more vegetables, and healthier shrubs. Dynamite comes in a convenient shaker bottle and contains micronutrients needed by flowers and vegetables to grow at their best. Look for Dynamite at your local garden center. If you don't see it, ask for it. They can order it for you. Remember the name? Dynamite.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising costs of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given healthcare rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com. UTOPIASilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
It's Sunday and a gorgeous day here in southern Maine. Hopefully this Canadian front is going to work its way down to where you live and cool things off for you. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Chet from New Hampshire with a question about blue spruce.
Chet, how can we help you with your blue spruce? What's happening to it?
I have a blue spruce about 3.5 feet tall, and I nicked the trunk with a weeder to maybe half of the diameter of the trunk of the tree, and it's a pretty good nick. It's went into the bare wood of it, and I was wondering what I can do to try to heal that up.
Okay, now was the leader cut, or is it added, died back?
But not the leader. It's just down at the trunk. At the trunk of the tree.
Okay, and so it was the stem of the plant was nicked and some of the bark broke off?
Well, it's more than bark. Some of the good wood. It went past the bark and into the good wood.
Okay. Well, one of the positive things is any of your evergreen trees, like the blue spruce, does produce pitch, that sticky sap that will come out of it. And what should happen, and you can check it, is pitch should bleed out of where you have some damage on the trunk of your blue spruce, and the pitch will cover all of the damaged part of the wood, keeping insects and diseases out. If you can fertilize it, then the plant will help it to repair easier. If there's any loose bark that's kind of flapping in the wind or has curled, take a sharp knife, put a nice clean cut on the edge, and remove any of the damaged bark that is not attached to the plant. And then if you see that it is not totally covered with pitch within a week or two, Then take a common, everyday latex paint, not an oil, but a latex paint, and just paint that area, and that will seal it to keep the insects and diseases from entering the plant. And then once you fed the plant, if the summer continues to be moist, it will help to produce brand new bark. It will start from the edges, and the bark will roll towards the center where the most damage is, and it will heal itself in a matter of only a couple of years.
Okay, so, I just put on some latex paint on there.
Perfect, perfect. You don't want to use oil. Latex is a paint that dries quicker, and when the tree heals itself, it's able to push it out and get rid of it as it's healed. But
well, I'm just concerned about the extent of the damage that I've done, because you know, it's about half of the diameter of the tree in going into the bare wood.
Did you go all the way around the stem
or only on one side? Just one side of it.
Just so, as long as you didn't go all the way around. And the reason is, where the bark of the tree is attached to the wood, between the wood and the bark are little water tubes that move the water from the root system up to the branches. And if you lose the bark all the way around, it's like putting on a girdle. It squeezes the plant, and it prevents the water from going from the ground up, and within a year, the plant will die. If it's only on one side, new bark will grow, new water tubes will develop, and your plant will heal itself. But
it's just on one
feed
side.
It. Yeah. So feed it, pamper it, give it extra water, get something like jungle juice or liquid seaweed. Some type of a liquid fertilizer that the plant killer can absorb quicker than a granular. And fertilize that damaged tree on a weekly basis for the next month. If it stays hot and dry, water it a couple times a week, and the plant will recover.
Will that mycorrhizae help it any?
Mycorrhizae would be great, because that will increase the size of the root system of the plant, so the plant can pick up more water where they are missing some of these water tubes. Have a great week, everybody.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.